You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome to the Gym Class here on KGYM on this Friday before the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac on the other side of the glass. And, of course, you, our listener out there, I hope you are getting ready for a great, great weekend. Always a good one to kick off the summer with Memorial Day. And, of course, remember why it is Memorial Day out there as well. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. They are celebrating their 75th anniversary this year in 2023. Lots to get to on the show today, and that does not include Mark Dukes trying to figure out the Big Ten baseball bracket, which he is doing right now. Maybe just if you need help, just raise a flag and Isaac will come in and help.
I think we're good.
Okay, very good. We'll update you on that, but of course, the big story today that broke somewhat last night, but then official this morning, University of Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta has said he is going to retire, and will do that before the 2023-2024 athletic season gets underway. We will talk about that, get your thoughts about it, and more here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. We'll take a look at the weekend in sports, the Memorial Day weekend, look back at last night's hockey game, and more. And with the news coming out, Mark, that Gary Barta is going to retire, and everything around that, we've decided to table our topic for this week. We're going to have it next Friday. We'll still talk about the great traditions in sports. So if you had everything ready to go for that, set your notes aside, put them on the refrigerator with the magnet. Do you still do that? People still do that. I do that, Mark. I imagine you and I both do that. I don't think Isaac does that. Do you do that? Do you put things in the refrigerator?
It's what the fridge is for, right?
Yeah.
Well, my girlfriend puts her like work schedule up on there, if that counts.
That counts.
Yeah, that's about it, really, though. Or we had our COVID vaccine cards.
No pictures of you, or?
Well, I mean, it's an apartment, so I mean, I don't know. Not yet. Eventually, maybe.
Okay. Table it for next week. With the news coming out today, down in Iowa City with Gary Barta. That's the place we start off, Mark. And again, the text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, 319-366-1600 as we come your way on this Friday on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Are you surprised by this announcement?
Not totally, no. And I and many others have many thoughts on this announcement. Number one, we had Steve Rowe, outgoing sports information director at Iowa, on the show yesterday. And if you missed the podcast, go to kgymradio.com. Come on, Steve could have spilled the beans to us yesterday.
I think he probably knew it, but he was probably sworn to secrecy. And that's fine.
Might have been writing the news release when he talked to us. But Barta, at age 59, is going to step away August 1st. The news release says an interim AD will be announced next week. Many people believe that will be Beth Goetz, who was brought in September as deputy AD. She from Ball State. This is an attractive position. Top 20, top 25 in the country. You be the judge. But it is an attractive position. As far as Barta goes, and in my mind, it's been a checkered and somewhat complicated tenure in 17 years. You can't talk about the bad without talking about the good. There was probably plenty of each in a lot of people's mind. The lawsuits, that's going to stick with Gary Barta in his legacy. $11 million in lawsuits. The Rabdo back in the day. And as I think about it, each individual lawsuit, were they the total fault of Gary Barta? I would argue, in some cases, no. Not necessarily. But they happened on his watch, and it cost the university money. On the other hand, there's a lot of great things to say about the department right now in terms of successes, individually and otherwise. Was he an effective hire of coaches? Well, you're going to see Rick Heller on the baseball field tomorrow.
And in the regionals for the NCAA soon.
That was a pretty good hire. Joey Woody, who has done tremendous things with the Iowa men's track program, he kind of whiffed on Licklider, but kind of hit maybe not a home run.
At least
but
a solid gap double.
solid gap double in Fran McCaffrey. Now, Licklider at the time, remember, he was National Coach of the Year.
Highly thought of coming out of Butler.
It didn't work. And it ended up being a dreadful hire. But I made up for it with Fran McCaffrey. And we can go a lot of different directions on this. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts as we give ours.
I would agree with you. Before we get to the text line here, and text line is filling up rather rapidly, and I would agree with you on a lot of things. There are a lot of positives for Gary Barta. And let me say this. First of all, if you believe that any job, especially this job, high profile, Power Five, is easy, then I invite you to do it. It's not going to be easy. There are many, many difficult decisions. There are split-second decisions. And I think for the most part, Gary Barta did a good job. Like you said, there are the lawsuits. Those are going to be always overshadowing what Gary Barta did. The Brian Ferentz contract, I think, is going to be overshadowing Gary Barta. The PR as well, that's going to be a big thing, because were these lawsuits, were they handled properly? No. Was the Brian Ferentz contract handled probably as well as it could have been? No. But with that being said, right now, the University of Iowa Athletic Department and the success that they are having across the board is pretty unprecedented for the success right now. You mentioned softball is getting better. They won the softball NIT last week. Baseball team is going to be in the NCAA tournament. Chance to win the Big Ten tournament coming up. Women's basketball was in the national championship game. Men's basketball won the Big Ten championship, not last year, but in 22. Wrestling, no, they haven't won the national championship, but they have been right there. Track and field is on the uprise and upswing right now, on the uptick. Women's wrestling coming in under Gary Barta's watch. Did a lot of good things.
Facility upgrades,
absolutely. And and I don't know if it's all on Gary Barta, but he was there. And next time you're enjoying a beer at Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, maybe lift one up for Gary Barta.
I mean, just as the lawsuits were on his watch, so was all this success. You know, you have to credit Lisa Bluter and the other coaches and whatnot, but I think Gary Barta was one that allowed his coaches to do their thing. Did they always see eye to eye? I don't think so. But he allowed them breathing room. And while he didn't hire Tom Brands, that was one of the I think, the last moves by Bob Boolsby. Mm-hmm. They came in the same year, but Brands was hired in the spring, and Barta came in the fall, but has enjoyed terrific success in the wrestling program. And again, I just think it's been kind of a checkered career. More good than bad, probably so. You know, they're saying good riddance, Barta, on the text line. Why? Show your work.
Some of the texts coming in, 1156, saying that some would say he made Iowa millions and cost Iowa millions. That is true. Cutting programs while handing out raises to other coaches, 0983 writes. That is very true. But in this, again, in this day and age, and I'm just being the devil's advocate right here. It is a tough situation and climate right now as far as athletics are concerned, especially during the COVID situation.
Exactly.
And took Iowa through the COVID situation. Continuity is big in college athletics. There were blemishes, but in the end, Iowa athletics has been successful, says 5594. I think that is a very valid point. Let's see. Barta, the two big blemishes on his record for the two lawsuits that were lost. Barta kept his job because he is an expert fundraiser extraordinaire. Other than that, Iowa has enjoyed almost unprecedented success athletically without compromising our academics. Think of the coaches that Barta has hired or renewed that are at Iowa right now. We have the Cyclone perspective here from Tim as well. Said he may have been so-so in a number of areas, but he was great at getting donations. And as a Cyclone, we are saddened by the Barta decision. Now Iowa may have a more competent AD. Oh, boy. And I think Cyclone Tim ends it with a very good thought. This, and you said it as well, Mark, this is going to be an attractive position. I know a lot of people are saying, okay, this is a, you know, open and shut for Getz to come in and get the job. I believe that she is going to be one of the candidates for the athletic director's job. And as you mentioned, more than likely is going to be the interim. And we'll be there. We'll get interviewed, et cetera, et cetera. But who is to say that many qualified candidates around the country are not going to want to step in here and come in, not only to Iowa, but into the Big Ten, which right now will have 16 teams, including USC and UCLA. It's going to go from sea to shining sea. There's good possibility more teams are going to be coming in. That media contract that the Big Ten has right now, like you said, this is a very attractive job.
I think so. And Iowa's had some good ADs. In my opinion, Bump Elliott was the best in terms of who he hired and the success that his programs had. And his likability, his presence on the national stage. But Bump didn't have to navigate the same waters as Gary Barta has. The times have changed in many, many, many ways.
Title IX,
COVID, sensitivity issues. Again, it's on Barta's watch. So are the successes. So, and excuse me, another element of this is the conspiracy theorists out there believe this was forced. Now, Gary Barta, at the top of his statement today, released by the university, said it has been the decision didn't come suddenly, nor did it come without significant thought, he said. Discussion and prayer. So obviously Bart has been thinking about this for a while. Maybe somebody told him to think about it. I don't know. But what say you?
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And you talk about cutting programs, things like that. Certainly Iowa's not the only school that was faced at that crossroads.
Not at all.
A lot of schools around the country have done that. Not saying it is right or wrong. It's just the way it is as far as 21st century big-time college athletics is concerned. Bluter and coaches were all here well prior to Barta, but many athletic facility improvements happened under his watch, which was good. Kinnick Stadium, the new wrestling facility going in, adjacent to Carver Hawkeye Arena. Two of the examples right there. Improvements coming at Banks Field already have had improvements. Yes, I know there probably should be more improvements, but it's working. If Iowa keeps going to NCAA regionals, Dwayne Banks Field is going to get upgraded.
The texter is correct about the coaches, at least Bluter and Ferentz and Brands and some others. But we've talked about Rick Heller being hired by Gary Barta and Fran McCaffrey after a whiff with Todd Licklider and others who have enjoyed success, not only in the Big Ten, but nationally.
Yeah. The PR blunders were nationally embarrassing. They were. Not going to deny that. Not going to deny that. They didn't stay in the public eye. Nothing stays in the public eye very long right now in this day and age.
But they were on the top of the stories on ESPN and CBS Sports and whatnot, and that's not a good look.
It is not. 8077 just says Todd Licklider. Somebody was going to hire Todd Licklider, whether it was Iowa or another Power 5 program. And it just didn't work. Some hires are home runs. Some hires aren't.
Still hasn't worked for Todd Licklider.
Did not work. Did not work. But took a swing anyway. 322. Coming up on 322 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM as we discuss the retirement of Gary Barta effective August the 1st. And I know one of the texts that came along, 8636, could the new AD come in and fire BF right away? That would be bad for this year's team. No. I cannot see a scenario where a new athletic director would come in and the first thing they do is fire an offensive coordinator or anybody. Now, maybe a year down the road? Absolutely. You've seen that happen at many institutions but it doesn't happen right away. I mean, it's not going to be, hey, I'm here, let me put my plant down and put my, wall hangings up. Oh, by the way... We're going to do this right away.
And I would imagine that Brian Ferentz's threshold for points, average points this season, holds. Whether that was a written addendum in his contract, I don't know. But just because Barta's leaving, I don't believe that that threshold's going to go away.
319-366-1600. 9049 with a simple question. Has Ferentz run roughshod over Gary Barta? Well, I'm not going to say yes or no, but...
Which Ferentz?
I would assume Kirk. But it would not be the first time, as you know, Mark, a football coach has run roughshod over the athletic department.
Not at all. Sometimes it's good to be AD and football coach Barry Alvarez.
Woody Hayes. Mm-hmm. Bo Schembechler. Go back to any of those coaches. Not only the Big Ten, but elsewhere back in the day. I mean, they ruled the athletic department.
In a different time.
In a different time.
Yeah.
In a different time. Yeah, and 0818, and I don't think we have our answer to this yet. Brian is the thing grinding on the detractors. And I say I don't think we have our answer yet, Mark, because what happens this year, let's just play the what-if game. What if Iowa, with a lot of weapons now that they have on the offensive side of the football, what happens if this Iowa offense takes off? Then everyone is going to be – everyone will become big Brian Ferentz fans.
Well, the one thing is that Barta took action. He didn't like what he saw on the field. felt pressure from the fans and instituted this so-called threshold. So he did do something about it. But for many people, probably not enough. Many people believe Brian Ferentz should have been gone. But at least Sparta took that step to say, listen, we got to score more points. And Brian Ferentz is going to be a big fan of Phil Parker's defense, I think, too.
But again, if they do this year, people are going to look at this differently. Am I wrong?
They average 30 points a game. Well,
this team goes 11-1 or 10-2 or 12-0 or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I think people are going to become big Brian Ferentz fans at that point. Going to get you an Emil Sideway scoreboard update coming up here and get you updated on what's happening at Fort Worth Golf at the Charles Schwab. We wish you had better news. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. We'll get you an update on what's happening at the Big Ten baseball tournament as well. And look ahead to the weekend in the world of sports. We'll do all that coming up here in just a little bit. Again, we are going to table our Friday discussion this week with the news coming out earlier on today about Gary Barta and his retirement. So we'll have our regular Friday topic. And we already know what the topic's going to be. It's going to be the best traditions in the world of sports. And we're going to talk about that coming up next Friday. And looking forward to it. I had a whole bunch of things written down. It's not on my refrigerator, though, Isaac. I'm sorry. I kept it next to the next to some other things.
I was lock and loaded for some soccer stuff for you.
Okay. Just save it because Mark and I, we don't know a whole lot about the traditions of the great game of soccer.
Yeah, I mean, it was mostly just like fan stuff, but still, I mean, there's some cool ones in soccer. Obviously, a world sport, so there's going to be some pretty cool things.
Hey, what kind of chatter do you hear in Iowa City when you're down there about Barta? Anything?
Not really. I mean, he's not greatly liked, I guess, is maybe the biggest thing. A lot of people will say that, like, you know, kind of what we've been saying, where you take the successes with the negatives as well. But I think right now, a lot of people are really focusing on the Brian Ferentz sort of aspect, with it being Brian Ferentz directly reporting to Gary Barta. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are putting the offensive struggles of the Iowa football team on Gary Barta's shoulders because he is like the direct overseer for Brian Ferentz. So it's hard to say. Again, you take the successes with the bad stuff, but recently he's not been particularly well-liked.
I think it's a two-step, either one step, the old song, one step forward, two steps back, or two steps forward and one step back, whichever way you want to do it.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's just a mixed bag of a career there. And yeah, I understand why people might view him in that sort of light, but again, he has kind of brought a lot of success, a lot of money to the program.
Can't deny that. Cannot deny that.
One thing he's really good at.
Very good at. Very, very good at. And in this day and age, that's big. That is big. All right, let's get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We'll talk more about the Gary Barta retirement coming up and more on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. But it's time for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, open at 4 o'clock. Great night to be out on the patio this evening. They're online at emilshideaway.com. Happy Memorial Day to Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody over at Emil's. What do we got?
Do you want to switch it over to the Cubs game?
Well, Cyclone Tim right now is...
We got a no-hitter going on.
Cyclone Tim is on pins and needles because his Cincinnati Reds are throwing a no-hitter at this point.
Hunter Green completed 6 innings of no-hit ball, struck out 11. Now the bullpen is on in the 7th inning. Cincinnati leading 7-0 over the Cubs. Everything else under the lights later this afternoon or under the lights. Cedar Rapidity and Mitch Keller scheduled to get the ball tonight at Seattle. Coe is playing a super regional at its own field. Presently, I'm looking for an updated score. That game started at 2 o'clock. Can't find one right now. We'll see if we can bring it to you later. The Quahawks taking on Hiram College, which is located right outside of Cleveland. Game 2 tomorrow, game 3, if necessary, on Sunday. The Charles Schwab Cup, as you mentioned. Zach Johnson and Michael Block shot the same exact score today. Neither one of them very good. Each shot 74, and they are both way outside the cut line. Block, of course, the darling of the PGA Championship last week. And the senior PGA Championship going on right now, Jeff Schmidt, Brown Deer, a golf professional, shot a 74 today. He is at plus 3 for the tournament. It appears he's going to miss the cut by one.
Yeah, which stinks.
Yeah.
Really stinks. My old teammate, Jeff Schmidt, from back in the day. He was younger, a couple years younger than I was. But on the golf team. He has had a little more success.
He's had a little more success.
Don't laugh, Isaac. Mm. Don't laugh.
Your first flight wins, and that don't add up to what Jeff Schmidt has
done. No, they don't. They don't. But I hope that cut line moves. That would be awesome for Jeff, but we'll see. Former Iowa assistant golf coach, and as you mentioned, on the staff down for Mr. McCarty. At Brown Deer. All right, 3:31. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about the Gary Barta retirement announcement today and more going into the Memorial Day weekend. Stay with us. It is a Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s, and it's going to be nice and comfortable with low humidity. We'll be feeling the comfortable weather tonight as temperatures drop down into the mid 40s under clear skies. Then tomorrow will be sunny and a little warmer. Temperatures get closer to 80 degrees. We'll be in the low to mid 80s on Sunday and the mid to upper 80s on Monday. The dry, warm, sunny weather continues into next week too. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Opening to the public in September 2023, it's Pin Seekers. With two levels of year-round entertainment featuring 56 all-weather luxury golf suites, smart target greens, 18 holes of authentic mini golf, 6 lanes of duck pin mini bowling, multi-sport simulators, event space, and so much more. For a limited time, get your individual or family membership and save over $500 while also receiving 3 months free. Get your membership or gift card today at pinseekers.golf.
Get organized in Menards and save 11% on all your outdoor storage needs. Suncast outdoor storage sheds are ideal for storing all your outdoor equipment and adding security with lockable handles. Maintenance-free all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Pick up a Suncast 6-foot tall, 3x2 vertical storage unit for just $179.99 after 11% off. Good through May 29th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Gilbert worked in retail and restaurant management for 14 years. It was time for a change.
I recognized where I was at was vulnerable to the whims of the economy.
Then he heard about My Computer Career. Gilbert went for it.
In as little as 7 months, I got all of my certifications at a fraction of a cost for college.
He became an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
I can work from anywhere. I have more time for my family as well.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary. Finally, baseball is back. Swing into the season with tickets to the action. Plus, with basketball and hockey heating up, now is a great time to experience a game. Vivid Seats is proud to be the official ticketing partner of ESPN. From on the glass to in the stands, Vivid Seats has great ticket prices to all the games. Every crack of the bat, every dribble down the court. Catch it all with Vivid Seats. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
It is 3:35 on a Friday here on the Gym Class on KGYM, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Brommelkamp show next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. Tomorrow we've got baseball and now basketball, because there'll be a game 6 between Boston and Miami after the Celtics destroyed the Heat at home last night. I got to think it's a must win for the Miami Heat. They do not want to go back to Boston losing 3 in a row, because I think it's going to be curtains for them at that point.
Yeah, I think whichever team wins this next game is going to win it. And it would be something if the Celtics did. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the NBA Finals. What will the NBA Finals matchup look like? Will it be the Heat and the Nuggets, or the Celtics and the Nuggets? Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, Steve Anderson and his crew setting up shop on Highway 1 West.
Well, we've got good news and bad news. Always want the good news first, Mark.
And I've got it. Coke College and that super regional against Hiram going on right now. It's 2 outs, top of the 7th. The Cohawks leading 5-0. That is a best-of-3 series. Again, game 2 would be tomorrow. Game 3, if necessary, on Sunday. And at Wrigley Field.
Not as good news. At least for Cyclone Tim and the other Cincinnati Reds fans, as the no-hitter is over. Cubs with a couple of hits in the bottom of the 8th inning. Did not score, though. Redlegs still leading 7-0 as they go to the 9th inning. Sorry, Cyclone Tim. It was not our fault. I don't believe in the whole, you know, talking about the no-hitter thing.
I don't either. Never have. But if you want to blame me, go ahead.
Isaac, do you believe in that?
No, but I do believe that when a commentator says, like, oh, he hasn't missed a free throw in, like, 34 attempts or something like that, I believe that. Because it seems like every time they'll miss one. They'll just miss one. Yep. Yeah.
The old announcer jinx. Yeah, I've been accused of that. Many, many, many times. Big Ten baseball tournament going on right now. An elimination game in the top half of the bracket with a lot of interest here for Iowa baseball fans. Right now, it is Michigan taking it to second-seeded Indiana, 7-1, and they are looking for more in the 5th inning right now. Michigan with runners on the corners, nobody out, and Indiana just threw it all over the yard to allow another runner to come home. But if Michigan holds on, it will be Michigan and Iowa coming up tomorrow morning.
9 a.m., Iowa already has 10 run Michigan out of the chute in
this
tournament.
Doesn't mean anything now.
Doesn't mean a darn
thing. When you get down
thing.
To the number 3 and 4 pitchers.
Exactly. The thing about it is, when you're in the loser's bracket and the elimination games, you get deep into your rotation. You use the bullpen. Iowa's been, you know, they're going with Ty Langenberg tomorrow, I believe.
Yep.
And they've had a couple days off. A day off today and then play tomorrow morning.
Wish the best for them. Now, according to the brackets, does Michigan have to beat Iowa twice then? Yes. Okay. That's what you were having trouble with, the bracket. But Michigan would have to beat the Hawks twice if Iowa only has to win one game, because it is a double elimination tournament. Right? Right. Isaac agrees. 319-366-1600, 0905, talking about Gary Barta. It's push for me. I wish him well, but fine seeing another coming in. And 0835, in the past, the coaches seem to have had more power over the ADs. Do we think that will change and all coaches will have to answer to the AD? I think all the Brian haters will be loving him if he's giving his opportunity to shine. I can't say that he is mad about the retirement. I do think this was 2 or 3 years in the making, though. Not according to Gary Barta, but, hey, you never know. You never know. 319-366-1600. And, yeah, we talked about I think the days of the football coach running roughshod over the AD, I think for the most part, is over. Can't do that anymore. It's just times have changed.
No, very few places are like that. Maybe Alabama. I don't know. But I guess the one thing that that kind of bugs me about the polarization, so to speak, towards Gary Barta is that fans and others will say things about him that they wouldn't say to his face. And anything I said on the show, I'd share with Gary Barta. I don't know the man that well. I've only had maybe a handful of interactions with him. Like the guy personally, but, you know, a lot of arrows being slung around, and who among you has not had a, or who among you has had a flawless career without a speck of trouble, without a speck of bad decisions?
Don't throw rocks at glass houses, everybody.
Maybe I'm being too soft on this. I don't know. But if you're going to take the bad, you got to take the good with Gary Barta as well, and then weigh it all out.
Very true. Very true. And going to be interesting to see. I would like to know when it comes up, the list of candidates, the pool of candidates. I don't know if we will. That's what those that's what those what is that called? I'm blanking out on it right now, Mark. Where you go out
consulting
and,
firm?
Well, yeah, but then you go out and you
search
get
search committee.
You get the search committee together, and then the folks in the media find out because they file the Freedom of Information Act. Thank you, why can't I remember Freedom of Information Act?
FOI.
Thank you. So we'll know. We'll know eventually. 319-366-1600 here as we come up on 343 on the Jim Class for a Friday on KGYM. There's other stuff going on today. We mentioned Big Ten baseball, the Big Ten baseball tournament going on. Hawks a win last night. Big home run to put it away in the ninth inning as Iowa remains undefeated in Omaha. And as we mentioned, looks like they're going to take on the Michigan Wolverines. Never say never, but Michigan up 7-1. Iowa's already beaten Michigan once so far in Omaha in 2023. Of course, we've got golf, as you mentioned. Big weekend, the biggest weekend for auto racing there is on the calendar with the world's greatest race, the Indianapolis 500. We'll have the 107th running coming up on Sunday for you at 10 a.m. right here on KGYM.
You'll be in turn two, correct?
I will be in turn two. Look for me. I'm kidding. I am in turn two, but you will not find
tan
me.
Tan shorts with shirt on.
I decided I'm going to go with kind of a grayish shorts.
Okay.
And believe it will be a white T-shirt. So
it can be warm.
If you can find Waldo, best of luck to you. No, it's going to be nice. Overcast and 78, they're saying, which is perfect. Perfect.
That must be a really interesting seat in turn two. I mean, they all are. But I can see, you know, when that race starts and they're coming around the first turn into the second, that's got to be something.
It is. We can see going into one, through one, down the short chute, into two, down the back straightaway, and as they turn into three. I think it's the best seat in the house, myself. A lot of people think the front straightaway up top is because you can see the pits. I've been there once, and you can see the start there, which is awesome, and going into one. But you get to see the front straightaway, and that's now they have monitors everywhere. Large screens.
Yeah, so when the car, the leader disappears out of sight,
you're looking
at a screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They do it right there. And it's going to be a fantastic race. We'll get to that in a moment. You got the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte, and then the Grand Prix of Monaco as well on Sunday morning. Get up early, Isaac. Watch Monaco. Or Monaco, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Some people say Monaco. It's not a great race, but it is historic because it's in the streets of Monte Carlo, which are very narrow. There's not a lot of passing. There's even less passing in that F1 race than there is.
Do you have to drive on the left-hand side?
No. You can, you can drive on whatever side of the road you want.
I don't know.
But it's historic. It's historic. And it gets a little bit sketchy when you try to make a pass when you shouldn't try to make a pass. And any course that it goes through a tunnel is awesome to me. Awesome to me. They've never had, lately anyway, a big-time crash in the tunnel, but it's fun. Monaco is fun.
As far as the Indy 500, 0905 on the text line, got my worst sunburn in my life at the 1995 Indy 500. Blisters on my head with hair.
With hair. That's why you wear a hat. I will have my Indianapolis Motor Speedway hat on, too, just to help you out.
Who won the 95 500?
The 95 500. Oh, that was Villeneuve. Jacques Villeneuve. I was not at that one. One of the few I have not been to over the last 30 years. Was not at the 95 500. Watched it. My first one was 94. So next year will be the 30th anniversary of the first one I attended. But it's if you've never been, even if you're not a race fan, you have to go because it is a happening. And this is going to be, other than the 100th, the folks at Indianapolis are saying this is going to be the most attended race in the last 25 years. They only have like 2,000 tickets remaining for the race. And you got to remember, the permanent seating is somewhere, they don't give the exact capacity, but people have estimated it, and it's somewhere north of 225,000 seats. And then you got the infield. And you got kids like Isaac that have no idea there's a race going on because they're watching they're watching the bands.
Now, I wonder how high up you are in turn two. And the reason I ask that is that those cars are going so fast by you. I mean, it's a blur, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're about halfway.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get the tickets from halfway to the top because those are passed down from generation to generation to generation. And if you find one of those, you get one of those, you're extremely, extremely lucky.
And you can still bring in coolers and whatnot.
Yes, you can.
How about that?
Yes, you can. They're doing fine monetarily.
Put some water in the cooler.
Oh, you got to do the water. You got to. It's a marathon, not a sprint, Mark. You've got to.
Look at me telling you what to do after 30 years.
You got some waters in there. You got some others, but you got to have some water just to kind of make sure you get through the day because you don't want to be one of those people that are going to get their picture taken and be on social media that are getting the sunburn like 0905.
That's my co-host right there.
But passed out in turn three on the infield. Oh, man.
Kiss the bricks while you're down there.
I don't think I'm going to get to the bricks. Used to go down in there into Saturday and used to be able to get into the infield. But now, over the last 10, 12 years they've had concerts, and unless you have a ticket to the concert, you don't go in. So there you go. That's my Indy 500 weekend. I did want to get to golf, though. I did want to get to golf because this just shows you where we are in 2023. Remember, you said Michael Block last week was the sweetheart of the golf world, really the sports world, because of what he did at the PGA Championship. Got a top 15, exempted into next year's event, got a sponsor's exemption into this week's event, got a sponsor's exemption into the Canadian Open, and did not play well. And we kind of thought he wasn't going to play well because it's tough. Golf's tough to begin with, number one. Number two, it's tough for somebody in his position to do that back-to-back weeks. I mean, you can capture lightning in a bottle one week, but to do it back-to-back weeks, especially when you're not getting ready mentally for it, is really tough.
I mean, there was a lot of things that happened after, during and after the PGA Championship. He was on so many national shows,
yep,
so many interviews. This is not what a club professional does.
No.
On a daily basis.
He's given lessons.
Yeah.
$150 lessons for an hour.
He shot 81 in the first round of the Charles Schwab. And actually, he said, you know, I thought a round like that might happen in round three or four of the PGA. And it never did. Did he catch lightning in a bottle? Of course he did. You got to give him credit for what he did at the PGA. But this is a tough ask for him to make the cut. 74 today brought back a little bit of self-respect, I guess I'd say. But he said the best thing is he gets to go home this afternoon and see his kids.
Yeah. Hadn't seen him for a couple weeks. And people getting on him on social networking for not playing well this week after the comments he made last week that, you know, I'm a pretty good player, etc. Come on, people. Can't you just be happy for this guy? We build people up, and we tear them down.
Yep. And fame will be fleeting for Block, I suspect, unless he does something in the Canadian Open or next year's PGA.
He's always going to have that for the 2023 PGA Championship.
He's
going to
have that 15 minutes.
Yes, he is. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get a girls' state tennis update before we let you go. I'm going to give my prediction for the Indy 500. Are you going to give a prediction for the Indy 500, Mark?
I can do that.
Okay, we got it. Isaac has no idea. Right? No idea. You have no prediction for the 500. Do you have a prediction? Do you have a driver?
No, I don't know enough. My prediction is I will be in studio making sure everything runs correctly.
Thank you. All right. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up after this on KGYM.
What if a quarterback completed 4 out of 5 of his passes or a point guard hit 4 out of 5 shots beyond the arc? Well, now when you're hiring, you can play at that level because 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply to your job. To try ZipRecruiter for free, our listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Back with you on the Gym Class with KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Todd Brommelkamp show next from 4 until 6, getting you ready for your Memorial Day weekend festivities. And we wish everyone a great Memorial Day out there. And they're playing tennis today. It's a girl. We had boys earlier this week. We got girls state tennis going on right now. And with a quick update, Randy Krejci is going to let us know what's happening in tennis. How you doing, Randy?
Well, not too bad. Good afternoon, Mark and Scott. Yeah, we'll get right into Class 2A singles. First of all, Lily Holland of Cedar Rapids Jefferson cruised in her first-round match, won 12 straight games over Ellie Sackett, but then she ran into the number one seed Claire Gu of West Des Moines Valley, so that eliminated her. But then as we move down, we have a Ella Gilbert. She lost in the quarterfinals, and she was the Mississippi Valley Conference Player of the Year from Iowa City Liberty. Perhaps the bright spot in Iowa City is Juliana Mascardo. She won two matches today. She's already into tomorrow's semifinals. So good for that West High Trojan. Lily Schreckengast also is at the state tournament from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. She lost to the number two seed from Ankeny Centennial in her opener, but then beat conference rival from Hempstead, Sydney Thomas, in the first round of consolations. So she's still alive. As we look at the doubles, first of all, Allie Barger and Olivia Young are playing together. They lost in their opener. They, of course, replaced the Washington duo that's in the state golf tournament. But then the Jefferson crew won their consolation, so they are continuing to play later today. Two super sophomores that are all conference, second team all conference from Waterloo West, Sedina Bekich and Anna Christensen. They lost their first round, but then they won their consolation match, and so they're still alive today and maybe playing tomorrow. And Caitlin Cook and Catherine Zylstra, and I learned from Channel 9.2 last night, Zylstra's a valedictorian for Cedar Rapids, Washington, but that doubles team that was the state champs a year ago, they didn't lose a game today, so they're already into the semifinals. As we look at Class 1A, the two singles players from Cedar Rapids Xavier moved on. They both won their first round. That's Allie Shookman. She defeated Lanny Olson of Council Bluffs Lewis Central, and Avery Link, who was really good last year in doubles, she's playing singles this year. She defeated Landy Miller of Council Bluffs St. Albert, and now she's in a match in the second round with Allie Hagness. And then as we look at 1A doubles, and here's the bright spot for our metropolitan area, Marion High School, Michelle Goad and Natalie Hartman. They won two matches today. They're already into the semifinal round, so they're really the bright spot from our community. Ruby Smith and Isabel Tobin lost in their first round. They play for Xavier, but they won their first consolation game, so they could finish as high as fifth place tomorrow, so they're still alive in consolation play. So that brings us up to date right now as far as what's happened at the girls' state tournament so far, and so they will conclude tomorrow, and then next week on Tuesday, the boys' state team competition will be played. That's a two-day tournament, actually. And then on Wednesday, they'll have the girls' state team competition. So we're just about at the end of the tennis season for the boys and girls here in the high schools of Iowa.
All right, Randy, thanks. Have a good weekend, man. Thanks.
You too. Happy Memorial Day, you guys.
You bet. Thanks to Randy Krejci for that. All right. 0835 says the first one that passes the finish line will win. That will be... I'm not going with the pole sitter. I should, because Pelot's had a great month. I'm going to go with Pato O'Ward.
That's mine.
We can both go with Pato O'Ward.
Middle of the second row, Pato's primed to win this.
And he's very popular. Very popular. All right. Isaac will go with Pato as well. If not him, then TK.
Mexican, right?
Yes, from Mexico City. Very good driver. Very, very good driver. All right. Have a great Memorial Day, everyone. We will be back with you on Tuesday. No local programming coming up on Monday. And have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, guys.
Sounds great.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster.